Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdal.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. Today we will begin to look at the teaching of Professor Todd Green. This is a liberal professor, not a Christian, from a liberal school, which is Luther College. This is the problem with the Church of America. Muslims will think that this is a Christian man because you know nothing about the differences between liberal Christians and true born-again Christians. But at the beginning here of his teaching, he forgot to turn the mic on and he was speaking quite fast. So I will first let you listen to his opening statement and I will repeat once again what he said that you may hear and understand his words. Without further ado, here he is, Professor Todd Green.
All right, good evening, everybody. So thank you for the introduction, Asha, for co-sponsoring this event, the Northeast Iowa Peace and Justice Center and the Interfaith and Action Group. And I know this is the end of the year, and you've got a lot of busy things to do, but it's also the beginning of the election season, and where we get interested in politics every 4 years here in Iowa. So this is, I think, a very appropriate topic as a result.
And here is what Professor Todd Green said. He said, good evening, everybody. So thank you for the introduction and for co-sponsoring this event, the Northeast Iowa Peace and Justice Center and the Interfaith in Action Group. And then he said, I know this is the end of the year and you got a lot of busy things to do, but it is also the beginning of the election season where we get interested in politics every 4 years here in Iowa. So this is, I think, a very appropriate topic as a result. Now, I want you to listen carefully to Professor Todd Green as he will be telling us in the next segment about the things which he will not be talking about as well as the things which he will be covering in his seminar.
I want to say that up front, my intent this evening is actually not to explore the particular ways that Islamophobia has become ingrained in U.S. domestic or foreign policy. So I'm not going to be offering any in-depth analysis of the USA Patriot Act or the Muslim ban or the surveillance of Muslim Americans or the war on terror. I mean, well, I'll reference that stuff. It'll be there kind of lurking in the background. But what I'm going to focus more on this evening is Islamophobia's role in presidential politics, specifically presidential elections and election cycles. So my focus will mostly then be on rhetoric and policy proposals put forth by presidential candidates or presidents to leverage votes or to shape voter behavior.
So in simple words, Professor Todd Green is telling his audience that in this event, he will not explore the particular ways that Islamophobia has become ingrained in U.S. foreign policy. So he will not be offering any analysis of the U.S. Patriot Act or the Muslim ban or the surveillance of Muslim Americans, or the war on terror. Boy, oh boy. You see, Professor Todd Green is an expert. He knows about all these topics. And trust me, if he will share with us any of his thoughts about any of these topics, his analysis will be completely wrong. And now we listen to what Professor Todd Green is going to be covering. He said he will reference some stuff. Don't you love a professor in a college where he used the phrase some stuff? What is that stuff he's going to be talking about? But he's telling us that this some stuff would be kind of working in the background, but what he wants to focus more on this evening event is the Islamophobia role in the presidential politics, specifically the presidential election, the election cycle. So he will focus mostly on rhetoric and policy proposals put forth by presidential candidates for presidents to leverage votes or to shape voter behavior. Now let us listen to what Professor Todd Green hopes to accomplish in his presentation.
My hope is to offer a bird's eye view of how anti-Muslim narratives and proposals in presidential elections have evolved over the past 2 decades. What trends can we identify since 2000, 2001? How have the two main political parties differed in their relationship to Islamophobia during election cycles? And based on where we have been from 9/11, particularly through today, what can we reasonably expect to encounter in the 2020 presidential election cycle when it comes to the role played by Islamophobia? And I'm going to turn on my microphone here. I have it. I just forgot to flip it to the on position. My voice tends to carry anyway. There we go. All right.
So in simple words, once again, Professor Todd Green is going to investigate what happened in America with our politicians since September 11. How the Republicans and the Democrats are different in their input with Islamophobia during the election cycles. And then Professor Todd Green will look reasonably to what is coming in the 2020 election. This is within the circle of Islamophobia. How the liberals and how the conservatives will approach the subject of Islamophobia. So far, so good. Now, let's dig deep into the teaching of Professor Todd Green, especially now he fixed up his mic and we will be able to hear him even better.
But what I'm going to argue is that for Republican presidents and presidential candidates, what we have seen since 2000, 2001 particularly, is an increasing effort to make more overt appeals to Islamophobic narratives and policies. The party has transitioned mostly from using coded Islamophobic language, implicit language, dog whistles at times, to much more unambiguous Islamophobic rhetoric, particularly with Donald Trump. So the instrumentalization of Islamophobia has become a more deliberate strategy among the upper echelon of the Republican Party, a calculated effort, I'm going to argue, an effort to mobilize a certain portion of the electorate to leverage votes. And we should expect to see more of this in the 2020 election, even though we don't have a large primary field, as far as I know, for Republicans, as we're going to have for Democrats.
So here is Professor Todd Green's analysis concerning the Republican Party. He's telling us that since 2001, they are going on and on with this increasing use of Islamophobic rhetoric. The Republicans are trying to make the American people afraid of Islam and Muslims. Even though in reality, as we're going to see in his presentation, the opposite is true. And he is hitting so hard on Mr. Donald Trump. And he is expecting this will continue to grow even in the 2020 election, as he is not really making a big deal about it because there's only Donald Trump. There's not too many people running for office in the Republican Party, except obviously we have the large number of players which will be in the Democrat Party. And that, my dear friend, shows you the level of ignorance of Professor Todd Green, since he does not see that there is anything wrong happening in America with September 11, or he cannot see any connection between September 11 and Islam. So in simple words, Professor Todd Green is trying to tell us the Republicans are a bad party. They are bad people because they're using these rhetorics of Islamophobia, and it is growing bigger and bigger from 2000, 2001. He will not even use the word since September 11. He just gives us the year. That is the early days of Bush. And once again, as we dig into his seminar, we will see that Mr. George W. Bush was dead wrong. He did not use Islamophobic rhetoric, but he was actually hurting America more than those who attacked us on September 11, as I will be sharing this with you with great evidence in detail in our study. Now, let us move to the left party, the liberals, the Democrats, as Professor Todd Green will explain to us the differences between them and the bad Republicans concerning the topic of Islamophobia.
For the Democratic Party, what I think we have seen over the past 2 decades is what I'm going to call consistent ambivalence. The party's presidential candidates and the one Democratic president we've had since 2001 have sent mixed messages, basically, about Islam and Muslims. The party as a whole, in my opinion, has struggled to find its moral footing when it comes to responding to encountering Islamophobia. And I do think there's some exceptions in the current field of massive field of candidates that we have right now in the Democratic Party. So again, this is not a wholesale sort of indication of what the entire party is doing, but there are some exceptions, and yet I would still argue that as a whole, the Democratic Party continues to struggle when it comes to how to respond to Islamophobia And maybe I think that has something to do with the fact that the Democratic Party has, to some degree, internalized Islamophobia and on certain issues, particularly when it comes to Israel or to a certain representative named Ilhan Omar. The Democratic Party is really struggling right now in terms of how to respond to some controversies in a way that doesn't cross the line over into Islamophobia.
So now Professor Green is telling us that the Democrat Party, for the last two decades, that is simply Mr. Barack Hussein Obama in his two terms, which is from 08 to 2016. In these 8 years, Professor Todd Green sees that the Democrats were inconsistent, ambivalent. And here, Professor Todd Green is using some big words, ambivalence, which means the state of having mixed feelings or contradictory ideas about something or someone. So the Democrats will not take a stand. They are simply confused. They do not know what to say about this topic of Islamophobia. Obviously, we got Barack Hussein Obama, a Muslim president, so he will have no problem with Islam or the Muslims. As a matter of fact, we're going to dig deep into that when we go into our study. But for now, Professor Todd Green is telling us that the Democrats, as a party, as a whole, in his opinion, they're struggling to define its moral footing when it comes to encountering Islamophobia. Well, to be honest with you, I believe the Democrat Party has done everything they can, as we're going to prove it in our study, to appease and please the Muslims. Therefore, you will not have any struggle with identify where this Liberal Party is standing on the topic of Islam or Islamophobia. And because of political correctness, most of our politicians will not even get into the topic of Islam in depth. You may hear the Republicans talking about Islam or radical Muslims sometimes, but on the other hand, you will never hear the Democrats mentioning Islam, or they will not even utter the words radical Islam, as we have seen this clearly in the 8 years of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama in the White House.
The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is excited to announce the creation of two new convenient materials to help you in your ministry to the Muslim community. Our first booklet is titled, The Straight Way to Eternal Life. How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in an airport or on a bus or in your neighborhood, and you felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but you didn't know what to say or even where to begin? We have produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those lost in the deception of Islam. This 24-page mini booklet will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince Muslims that the Bible has not been corrupted, using just the verses from the Quran. Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the Word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. Finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Our second new booklet addresses the violent nature of the core teachings of Islam. Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstood Muhammad's teachings in the Quran. This new booklet, titled The Violent Truth About Islam, examines dozens of passages from the Quran, the Hadith, and Muslim scholars. This powerful booklet will leave no doubt that Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arises from the very words of Allah and the example of Muhammad's life. To order these new booklets, please visit thestraightway.org for more information.
Professor Todd Green is telling us that there is no any indication for the Liberal Party about where they are standing with the topic of Islamophobia. They're struggling, and they will continue to struggle because they will not come near the subject. Trust me, you will never hear any words come out of the lips of any liberal who is running for any office when it comes to Islam. If they will not praise Allah and Muhammad and the Muslims and Islam, they will keep their mouths shut. This is exactly what I believe what the Democrat Party is all about concerning the topic of Islamophobia. And if you want to know the reason why, I can quote for you word for word what Professor Green just told us, as he said, and maybe he thinks that this has to do with the fact that the Democrat Party has, to some degree, internalized Islamophobia and certain issues, especially when it comes to Israel and a certain representative named Omar, that is Ilhan Omar, the Democrat Party is really struggling right now in terms of how to respond to some controversies in the way that does not cross the line over into Islamophobia. And believe me, my friends, when it comes to Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and their words concerning Israel, that will show you the hypocrisy of the Liberal Party and the liberal media. For these two ladies not only cross the line, but they cross the ocean to insult Israel. That is to show us their bigotry and their hatred towards our first and only true ally in the Middle East. That is the country of Israel. And when you compare what these two ladies said concerning Israel and what Mr. Donald Trump did towards Israel, you will see the huge difference between the liberals who are in bed with Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib to appease and please the Muslims, not only those who live in America, but the Muslims around the world, and Mr. Trump, who is doing what is right to appease and please God and the nation of Israel. And sadly, many of the liberals among the Democrats who are Jewish in blood, but they're not Jewish in their hearts or their belief, do not understand these facts. And they still stand with the liberals who are throwing their nation and their people under the bus in every decision they make or even any position they will ever take towards Israel. But because the liberals are hypocrites, they could not condemn Ilhan Omar or Rashida Tlaib or any Muslim about any evil thought or evil action towards Israel. And they all pretend that everything is fine. And instead of punishing Ilhan Omar for her comments towards Israel, they want to punish us, the Americans, by taking away our First Amendment, the right to speak our mind, by telling us, you say anything to upset or to criticize Muhammad or Islam, it will be illegal. And that's exactly what the Liberal Party will set the rules for the future for people like me. If you speak the truth about Islam or if you criticize Islam, you will be punished. But at the same time, if the Muslims here in America or abroad, including our politicians here in America, criticize Israel in all matters, including calling them occupiers, they will simply call this freedom of speech. Even though Israel is the only country which has two deeds for their land, one in the Quran and one in the Bible. But for now, let's go back to Professor Todd Green and his second thought concerning the topic of Islamophobia and the 2020 election.
So that's where I'm going with all this today. But I do want to spend a good bit of time on where we've been, so we can sort of, again, trace these trajectories of the past three or four election cycles, so that we understand that maybe what to expect has some precedence to it.
So this is exactly how Professor Todd Green is setting the stage for his audience. He's giving them a hint. Here is where the Republican Party stands, and here is where the Liberal Party stands concerning Islamophobia. The Republicans are anti-Muslims, and the Democrats are struggling how to handle this topic. And that shows us Professor Todd Green's agenda concerning the propaganda of Islamophobia. And before we even get into his beginning of his conversation, I would like to talk about Islamophobia itself. What is a phobia? A phobia is an irrational fear. As if I give you the example of the first steam train. That is the one which was made in 1804. The speed limit of that train is less than 10 miles an hour. If I will tell you, do not get too close to the train because it is very dangerous because the wind could knock you over. That will be an irrational fear because in reality, there is not any wind of a train traveling less than 10 miles an hour. But the fear of Islam is not an irrational fear, but the fear of Islam is rational. It is like giving you the example of the modern train which we have today. These are the trains which can go over 300 miles an hour. You cannot tell me standing near the train track will not be dangerous at all. As a matter of fact, if you are near the train, the draft of the air can knock you over. It is very dangerous to stand near the train track when it is coming with the speed of 300 miles an hour or more. And that is the problem we have with those who use the phrase Islamophobia, because they do not tell you the truth about Islam, as if we do not know about which train we are talking about. Now, how much do you think Professor Todd Green will tell us about Islam? He will tell us nothing. He will not use any of the teaching of the Quran, and he will not discuss any of the saying of Muhammad, as we have mentioned before, but in the same time, he can mock people like me and our Republican politicians by calling them Islamophobic. And the whole purpose of that, once again, is to make sure that the American people, especially the liberals, to see nothing wrong of having Muslims running for office as liberal Democrats. And my friends, in the Wikipedia, we read Islamophobia is the fear, comma, hatred of, comma, or prejudice against the Islamic religion or Muslims generally. And that definition itself is deceiving, because I do not hate the Muslim people, but I hate Islam. So the hatred which I have does not go towards the Muslim people, who are literally victims number one of Islam. But my hatred is against Islam itself, the ideologies, the teachings of the Quran, and the commands of Muhammad, which is very savage towards Jews, Christians, and anyone and everyone who will not submit to Islam. We must fear Islam, but we cannot hate the Muslim people. And the more you know about Islam, the more for sure you'll know why I am saying that. And to continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.